Merkle Media.
Who are the Adni Hasade, the Jewish humanoid plant monsters? So this is a very interesting one for me. I was looking through some other interesting creatures that are in apocryphal text and many other texts, and I happened to run across these guys, and I said, man, I've got to do something on these guys. So Adni Hasade, which is A-D-N-E-I-H-A-S-A-D-E-H, means human-like wild creatures, and it's a legendary creature that shows up in many ancient Jewish texts, which we'll go through those Jewish texts today. As a matter of fact, we're going to look to the Bible as well. So these creatures apparently show up in the Bible as well in a couple of places. So we will go through that thoroughly. Now, the word Adni is a variation of the word Admi, which means men of, while Hasade means the field, and it can actually be figuratively used to refer to the wilderness. So Adni Hasade can actually be translated to wild men. And I know I've seen in some circles when talking about the Adni Hasade, they will try to equate them to Bigfoot or wild men. I'm here to tell you that where there could be some comparative information, for the most part, absolutely not when we get into the actual construct of what these Adni Hasade actually are. But this is where you'll get some of this. As a matter of fact, in Job 5:23, where these Adni Hasade apparently show up, and I'll show you how, it actually equates to wild animals. But you'll see as we start going through this that their actual biological makeup from these ancient Jewish texts, they don't seem anything like a Bigfoot or a wild man, but they do get grouped into them because of some of these translations. Now, the name Adni Hasade translates as man of the field, and in some Jewish sources, they're actually called the Yadua or the Yadoni. Now, the Yadua first show up with a Shababeth A'i ben Yosef Bas, and he was the founder of Jewish bibliography, and he was the author of the Siftei Chachamim, and the Siftei Chachamim is a super commentary to Rashi's commentary to the Torah and the five scrolls. And the Torah is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And the five scrolls are the Song of Songs, the Book of Ruth, the Book of Lamentations, Ecclesiastes, and the Book of Esther. And we'll get to Rashi here in a little bit too, because he does play a part when it comes to these mysterious plant humanoids. But to start with, we're going to talk about the Siftei Chachamim and Ben Yosef Bas and what he talks about. And he says the Yadua is an animal which has a sort of big cord coming out of its roots in the earth from where it gets its nourishment, just like gourds and squashes. But he does say that the Yadua has the appearance of a man regarding both its face and other limbs, and that it is joined from its navel to that rope, and no creature can approach within the length of that rope, or it'll tear anything within the radius. And it actually grazes on plant life and vegetation within that radius, but it cannot move past that cord. So that cord is attached to its navel, very similar to an umbilical cord, but is a plant, a humanoid plant. And this cord goes under the earth and it receives its nourishment, very similar to a plant. It's a root that is also receiving nourishment from the earth while simultaneously acting and eating like a human being. And if humans come to kill one of these things, we're going to get into why that they would want to kill one of these things outside of the fact that they think that it's evil. And as a matter of fact, the Jewish people didn't think that it was evil necessarily, outside of the fact if you went within its radius, it would probably kill and eat you, very similar to a tiger. And I've talked about that plenty of times on the show where, hey, this thing might not necessarily be evil, but if you're in its zone or it looks at you as some sort of prey, it will attack you. Now, they say when people do kill it, they actually will use arrows and shoot at the cord. And once that they sever the cord from the plant body, it immediately dies. So very similar to plants. So very interesting, this Yadua. Now we're going to move to the other word that represents the Adni Hasade, and this is the Yadoni. Yidoni. And the Yidoni are found in the Sefer HaKinuk, and the Sefer HaKinuk is the Book of Education, and it is a rabbinic text, and it actually breaks down the 613 commandments of the Torah, and it was written in the 13th century Spain by an anonymous writer called the Levite of Barcelona. Now, if we look to the Sefer HaKinuk 514.1, we find that they break down what these Yidoni are. It says, do not ask a Yidoni. So do not talk to these Yidoni. We do not ask a Yidoni. And this matter is that the sorcerer puts a bone from an animal, the name of which is Yidoni, into his mouth, and that bone speaks through magic. And regarding this animal, the name which is Yidoni, I have seen in a book from Gionim, and the Gionim is referring to the presidents of the Babylonian Talmudic academies. And these are early post-Talmudic authorities. And in this book from the Gionim, it says that it grows with a large cord that comes out of the ground, similar to the cord of squash and pumpkins. Its form is like the form of a man, and everything in the face, the body, the hands, and the feet. So they're getting more descriptive than our last representation when we were talking about the Yidua. And it is connected to the cord from its navel, and no creature can approach for the cord's length, since it grazes around it like the length of the cord, and it devours all that it can reach. And when they come to hunt it, they shoot arrows into its cord until it is separated, and then it dies immediately. So very similar to what we were just talking about with the Yidua. And it is said that these Adni Hasadeh have human features, but it is actually an omnivorous plant, and it's connected to the earth through this long root or vine. And it's strong, and it's capable of chasing, catching, and eating small animals and birds. And it actually scales trees for fruits and nuts as well. And the individual Adni Hasadeh's range is limited because of this cord. So it's got this range, this circular range that it can't get out of. But they say that the older Adni Hasadeh can go as far as a mile. So these cords, almost like umbilical cords, these roots that are in the earth, can actually stretch to be almost a mile in these older adult versions of these plant beings. And in these older Adni Hasadeh, it's very advantageous if they have the longer cords, but it can cause problems. Think about some of these problems. They could get the vine tangled, which would mean they would be stuck. They could also run across a situation where, what if someone runs across this vine and knows what it is and just cuts it? And there they go. They're done. They're actually thought to prefer Mediterranean and temperate climates as well. Now we're going to move into some more literature about these Adni Hasadeh, and we're going to look at Rabbi Yoseh and Yoseh ben Halafta. He is the fifth most frequently mentioned sage in the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah Kilayim in 8:5, it says wild man-like creatures are Haya, which Haya means beast or animal in Hebrew. Rabbi Yoseh says they cause impurity in a tent like a human being. The hedgehog and the bush mole are in the category of Haya. Rabbi Yoseh goes on to say that an olive's size of its carcass renders a person carrying it unclean, and a lentil size of its carcass renders a person touching it unclean as well. So just a small bit of it renders a person unclean. But you're going to see a little bit later on, there's a little bit of a discrepancy about the idea of what you can and can't do with these Adni Hasadeh. So unlike the Shadim or the Estries, and the Shadim are demons in Hebrew and the Estries are vampires, the Adni Hasadeh are not considered to be a threat to the Jews, and either physically or spiritually. And they are generally seen in a positive light. So they can be dangerous, according to the Jewish rabbis and some of the Jewish teachers. And obviously, we were just looking at Rabbi Yoseh, and he said just having a little bit of one of them in your tent can cause you to be unclean. So again, there's a little bit of disparity about what it means to have some of them on you, but we're going to get here in a little bit, get some very interesting stuff that some of the rabbis are doing with these plant people. So we're also going to look at Shlomo Yitzchaki, and I've talked about Rabbi Yashi plenty of times on the show. Specifically, I talked about him in the Goliath's Magical Sword episode. So go check that out if you can. And he was a French rabbi and a commentator, and he authored comprehensive commentaries on the Talmud and Hebrew Bible. And he's generally considered a leading biblical exegete in the Middle Ages. And he actually goes into breaking down some commentary of Job 5:23. And we're going to read Job 5:23, and then we're going to read his commentary on what he says is going on in Job 5:23. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with thee. And Rashi's commentary on Job 5:23 and the beasts of the field in the language of the Mishnah and the Torah Kahanim, they are called the Adni Hasadeh. And he says that is what is known as grouse in Old French. And this is actually a beast of the field in the language of the Mishnah and the Torah Kahanim. They are called the Adni Hasadeh. So he breaks down that in Job, when it says, for thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee, these beasts of the field are actually the Adni Hasadeh, which is super interesting. And it also made me think about something else in that verse, something a little bit earlier where it says, for thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field. Well, that's interesting. It made me think about Luke 19:37. And it says, as he approached the descent from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully in a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. But some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, talking about Jesus, teacher, rebuke your disciples. And he says, I tell you, he answered, if they remain silent, the very stones will cry out. So it made me think about stone people. It also made me think about the 2014 movie Noah with Russell Crowe, which for the record, I'm here to tell you right now, beautifully made movie, wholly unbiblical when it comes to many, many of the machinations in there. As a matter of fact, they talk about they pulled a lot of it from the book of Enoch, and it's so off when it comes to the fallen angels and the Nephilim and just how that operates. But in that, the Watchers, the fallen angels, are these rock people, and they help him build the ark, which again is wholly unscriptural and wholly out of the book of Enoch. So this was just a biblical fan fiction movie that was very Gnostic by nature, but again, also is more imagery of rock people. And maybe I'll do an episode one day about rock people, but if we're talking about these plant people, these beasts of the field, were in league with the stones of the field. So who are the stones of the field? It makes you think about this verse that it has many more layers to it than what we originally thought. Now, we're going to go a little bit deeper into the Egyptian plagues. And I thought this was super interesting. So the Adni Hasadeh, how do they get this reputation for being deadly, right? Well, they get it from attacking the pre-Exodus Egyptians during the 10 plagues. So we're going to look at Exodus 8:17. Now, in the Bible, 8:17 is this they did, and when Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, gnats came upon man and beast. All the dust of the earth turned into gnats throughout the land of Egypt. But if we're looking at the Metsuda Humish, and we're going to break it down, Exodus 8:17, it says, for if you do not send out my people, behold, I will send against you and your servants and your nation and your houses swarms of wild animals. The houses of Egypt will be full of the wild animals, so too the ground upon which they stand. And the Metsuda Humish is a widely used five-volume Torah set featuring a precise linear word-for-word English translation along the Hebrew text. And it includes Rashi's commentary, which we were just talking about. And he says the common understanding of the ground upon which they stand is that it means the same thing as the houses of Egypt. An Egyptian will be attacked anywhere he or she goes. So that's very interesting concept of what that could mean. But we need to also look at Vilna Gaon. And Vilna Gaon is Elijah ben Solomon Zalman. And he was a Lithuanian Jewish Talmudist, Kabbalist, and the foremost leader of the non-Hasidic Jewry of the past few centuries. And he goes into what he thinks it means when it says, and so to the ground upon which they stand. He said it refers to the Adni Hasadeh, who are anchored to the ground. And the fact that these wild animals, these swarms of wild animals, were actually these Adni Hasadei, which came and attacked the Egyptians during the plagues. And I'm not here to tell you that it's necessarily true. I'm just reading the literature for what it is and explaining what these creatures are and what people have said about these creatures throughout history. So there are two challenges that the Adni Hasadei have had as well. So their first problem is they're a delicacy. And remember, I told you earlier on, we were going to talk about one of the things that people have used them for, because they're a plant. They look like humans in the sense that they're humanoid and they have arms, legs, hands, feet, faces, but they are used as some sort of a delicacy. And even though that some people looked at it as a cannibalistic thing, it wasn't, because they're actually a vegetable. So let's get into one of these wild stories. So in the Mahase book, and the Mahase book is a collection of Jewish stories, legends, and tales, and it was written in Judeo-German, and that's Yiddish, in Hebrew script, and it was primarily designed for entertainment education for women and girls. So in this Maase book, there is a rabbi named Meir, and he's sent from Germany to Spain to visit and question this other rabbi who is supposed to be heretical. And his name is Rabbi Moses Maimuni. So Meir goes to visit Moses three times. On the second visit, he served what he says is a very surprising meal. So the book says, then Meir went to Moses' door again and knocked on his door, for it was getting dark. He was admitted at once, as it was time for the evening meal. The servant brought food to the table, which looked like human hands. Meir refused to touch it, saying that he felt unwell. So on the third visit, Moses explains that the hands were just vegetables, the Adni Hasadei, and quite delicious. So Moses was making a point about something that really wasn't understandable in the book, but Meir didn't quite get the point that he was trying to make. And he was still trying to get over the fact that he was about to eat something that looked like human hands. Now, he decided not to do it, but he did go back to his community and said that Moses was not a heretic. So he said that he wasn't a cannibal. He was actually just eating plants. So again, a little bit of a discrepancy, because we heard earlier where if you just had a little piece of it in your tent, it would cause you to be unclean. However, we do have rabbis who are eating these Adni Hasadei as actual food. So I don't know if there's a difference between keeping a piece of it or eating it. And we're going to talk about this next portion of it here, because this might have to do with why that keeping a piece of it would make you unclean. So the next major threat is poaching. So just like the rhino that people have poached for its horn and elephants for their tusks, the Adni Hasadei bones are said to be valuable because they could be used for divination, for telling the future, and necromancy, speaking to the dead. Now, we know in Leviticus 19:31, you must not turn to mediums or spirits. Do not seek them out, or you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. And in the Sefer HaKinuk, when it goes into more commentary about Leviticus 19:31, it says, and this matter is that the sorcerer puts a bone from an animal, the name of which is Adni Hasadei, into his mouth, and that bone speaks through magic. So taking plant humanoids, which apparently have bones in them, you take their bones and you can use it for necromancy and telling the future. So again, that might be why it said don't keep a portion of it in your tent, because it would cause you to be unclean. I'm not really sure about that, but regardless, if you take a bone from it, you can actually use it to look into the future, or necromancy, which is absolutely forbidden by the law. So this is what the Jewish rabbis are trying to convey with this, that this is something that you're not supposed to do, that you are defiling the Lord. And obviously in Leviticus 19:31, it says the exact same thing. And one of the last things I thought was really interesting in some of the Jewish literature also, it talks about that the Adni Hasadei are seen as human-like beings who God created before Adam, and were later wiped out in extinction by the deluge of old. So many people that are not new to my channel know my thoughts on old Earth. I am an old Earth creationist. I believe that there was a flood before Adam and there was a world before Adam with angelic civilizations. And I've talked about it some on the show, and it is an ongoing series that I do plan to get back to pretty soon. But these Adni Hasadei are actually said to be from that time as well. So I think that makes them even more fascinating creatures, the fact that they are from a time prior to Adam. And it makes sense if we're talking about seeds and we're talking about plant life that went into the earth during the flood and that they would be able to come back after the flood. So again, fascinating, fascinating creatures. And I really just wanted to share that with you guys and say these Adni Hasadei might be one of the wildest, coolest things I ran across in a while. And I hope you'd enjoyed the episode today, guys. All right, guys, this is the end of our all new short format content that is now a part of every Friday. If you're looking to get to this content a month before it releases on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., go and follow my YouTube channel at youtube.com/@freetherabbits with visuals added to showcase the subject matter. Also, don't forget, if you're not already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button on whatever platform you're on. Also, make sure you give the show 5 stars on Spotify. And if you're on Apple, 5 stars in a review would be much appreciated since it helps the show get to more ears around the world. Okay, guys, on the way out, we're going to play my song, PSYOP. And you know what it is, guys. Go outside, touch grass, and get your tail out the hole. Controlled opposition, clad in your vision, multiply by division, yeah.